Industrial maintenance professionals, Toyota is opening its first U.S. electric battery plant in Liberty this year. We're hiring technically curious maintenance professionals to join us at our brand new state-of-the-art facility. We offer hourly pay between $31 and $43.50 per hour, along with industry-leading benefits, great training, and excellent growth potential. Help set the standards of excellence for electric and hybrid battery production. Learn more and apply at toyota.com/careers.
Do they know that we are here?
Max, ask the question again. That's important.
Were you told, are you making this decision to stand in front of this door on your own behalf, on behalf of the Department of Education, or were you told to come out here and block members of Congress and ride the desk?
I'm doing my job.
So everybody's
What is that?
We're doing our jobs.
We're trying to save your
job. It's a non-responsive.
Show them your ID.
Were you told to stand here, or did you decide to stand here and block members of Congress from entering the Department of Education?
We're allowed in there.
So a private security contractor, do you know who members of Congress are?
Maybe he doesn't understand.
Is making the decision to block members of Congress from access, from a public access entrance.
I don't think he knows.
You have the authority as a private security contractor to block members of Congress. That has been knighted and granted to you.
You have to at least let us go to the desk. About all the haters. All of the critics. The video, what Juan is showing you, what you're hearing on the radio program, is this. Let me describe it for you in case, you know, because we've got a lot of people who drive. The guy is, he's a private, I don't know who the guy is. He's a private security person, right? And he is outside the Department of Education. And he's just like, you know, doesn't really care. He's just doing his job. In fact, that's what he kept saying, is that I'm just doing my job, or I'm doing a job, is what he said. I'm doing a job. And he just, you know, didn't care. He, by the way, he's the type of exact person you never want to make mad. So he's there, and all of the weeping and gnashing of the teeth that you hear is from members of Congress, people like Maxine Waters. I was trying to think of some of the other ones that I recognize there. I mean, there's just a lot of them. And they're all there in front of him, and they're mad because he's not allowing them entrance to that building, right? He's not allowing them to go in there. I guess the doors are locked. I don't know. By order of, it's POTUS. I mean, POTUS is the one that's ultimately deciding all of this stuff. And so he's standing out there. They're pushed up against him. And he's not letting anybody in. Now, what gets me about this, I cannot tell you how many times I've watched this video. It is, you know, I always joke. I'm like, oh, this is like a Renaissance painting. This is like a Renaissance video. You had Ilhan Omar, Maxine Waters, the chick from Texas. All of the loudmouths were there. And they were all livid because this guy, they couldn't get past this guy to get inside. This video is the video that captures everything. The zeitgeist of the times, politically speaking anyway, right? Democrats are demanding entry into a complete, I mean, it's just like they're demanding access to something that isn't theirs. That's ultimately how you look at this. They're demanding access and entry into something that isn't theirs. And the guy's expression, you know, they're mad, they're livid, they're like, can you believe this? Here's our ID. Like, he gives a rat's backside about the ID, right? Here's the ID. Here's our ID. How dare you? And the woman keeps asking him questions over and over again. Like, well, could you know that we're elected members of Congress? He knows he does not care. He just literally doesn't care. He didn't care. And why? And you know what? I think we're all done caring about their excuses. These people who have zero accountability. So they're trying to get in here. I love it. We didn't see when we elected people like this to go to Congress, we elected them to enforce and implement the policies that and the ideals that we wanted to, whether it's economic policy, whether it has to deal with international relations, the border, domestic security, anything in the interior. The problem is that they started doing not their jobs, but everything that wasn't allocated to them constitutionally. And now they're demanding further access. I mean, the whole thing, I just love this video so much because it's one guy, you don't know his name. He's some rando who's standing in front of these doors and a bunch of brain jackasses are standing in front of him trying to wow him with their supposed influence. And they're incredulous because they can't, or incredulous, they can't. The incredulity is off the charts here with these people. Like, and then the one chick turns and looks and she says, oh, well, you know, he's not letting us access. I mean, we're elected. How dare you? I mean, we're elected members of Congress. They are acting like elite brats. They're acting like, how dare you deny us something? They're not acting like lawmakers. They're acting like brats because they've already had their hands smacked by the executive branch for overextending their authority beyond their scope of power. And they're vowing to push back all the more. So USAID, more and more is coming out about this, and Doge keeps digging. So now the left wants to just destroy Musk and Doge. And I think that Musk, who I've explained is not a conservative, he's, I think, a political product of the moment, of this time. And that's not a bad thing, so long as you understand what you're dealing with. I think, fine, let it turn him loose. Because all of these Democrats, they're complaining that this is it's not unconstitutional. I mean, the Treasury Department and everything else, for people who miss this in grade school, literally falls under the executive branch. And who, Kane, who heads the executive branch?
That's POTUS.
Oh, POTUS. Yeah. Oh, it's POTUS. So what happens with the Treasury and what's been happening as of late with everything that you've seen, literally per the structure of our republic, falls under the power and the authority of the executive branch. So he has every bit of authority to say, no, you can't do this anymore. We're shutting this down, or we're doing this. He has every bit of authority to say this and to do it. So it's not unconstitutional. We're going to talk about some of this because this is the big topic right now. I mean, the hits on Musk, and now they were targeting the nerds that they had. Will you please, and I think we have it, and I haven't looked at, you know what I'm going for right now, right? Okay, so we had a big radio summit Friday, for those of you tuning into the Dana Show with your curmudgeon Dana Lash here at the mic. And so I wanted to cancel the radio summit. We do it every year. And just for this audio, because the left, you can hear, if you're not watching it, you can imagine how contorted their faces are in distaste. So this is from CNN. I was like, we got to cancel not being here Friday just so I can play this audio. I think it's CNN or MSNBC. And they're talking about the name, the code name of one of these nerds that's been helping Elon Musk, right? Because they're targeting now. They want to target the nerds. They want to go after the nerd army. Like, the nerd army cares. One of the reasons that they're the nerd army is because people were going after them for years. So this audio, do we have this?
You're talking about the montage?
No. Kane, about BB. Right. Oh, my gosh.
There's a montage of BB.
Oh, does it start with the lady who's just can't believe she has to say this on air?
It starts with Anderson Cooper, if that's what you mean by lady.
No, it's a different cut.
Okay.
But go ahead and start it, as long as we're saying it. Watch. Listen.
Thanks for joining us. We begin tonight with Musk and Big Balls.
Big Balls.
Big Balls.
Big Balls, who work for Elon Musk's so-called Department of Government Efficiency, Doge.
In the one case of the Big Balls kid, a literal teenager.
Big Balls online. Big Balls here that Katie's talking about.
A 19-year-old that goes by the username Big Balls.
So that would be one way that we could refer to him.
Young computer whizzes, the aforementioned Big Balls.
Because who among us doesn't feel better about Big Balls? Big Balls.
I think the media was just having too much fun.
No, I think that they were trying to say it because they thought it was absurd. It's almost absurd, by the way, as studying the effect that flavored cigarettes have on lesbian obesity. But I digress.
And then how to make them stop.
Oh my gosh, what about trans mice? What? Yeah, did you not hear about the tranny mice? Can I say that? Tranny mice?
That genetic experiment that gave them two dads?
Yeah, or something like, no. Like they were trying to make the mice cross-dress. I don't know how you do that.
They did that too.
You just give them a little skirt or something?
With our money.
Yeah, with our money. I could have done that with our money for a hell of a lot less. Here, wait, you know, can I just volunteer myself? If we have a ministry of stupid redacted, just put me in charge of it and I'll fritter away money. I can do it for a hell of a lot less than what these people were doing it for, right? Why stop at flavored cigarettes and lesbian obesity, right? Why stop there? Like, let's just like look at everything. I don't know what all we'd look at, but we'd find ways to waste money. I mean, I feel like that's what they already do with us right now. USAID is a dumpster AIDS fire of government corruption and waste. I mean, it's just, I don't know. So they've been going after the Nerd Squad, acting like they're so shocked. The people who hired 88,000 IRS agents unconstitutionally to target like your Venmo exchanges. Oh my gosh. They got all your data, but they cannot stand it if these younger people have your data. Oh, what? I mean, how can you treat this 19 and 20-year-old tech expert, as it were, or coding genius, as it were? They're still like 19 and 20. How can you sit here and treat these people as experts? Say the people who treated a 13-year-old brat as a climate god. Just want to put that out there. I mean, think of it. Or whenever the Parkland, like the one kid who wasn't even there, and they made him like he's a gun control god. The left, right? That loves to paper up expertise in youth, except when you have like a really genuinely qualified youth. All they're doing is going through and making sure these people are justified to be in their roles by way of merit. And then Xing out all of the waste. I've never seen people react so harshly to being told, we're here to save your money. We're saving you money. That's how entrenched, by the way, the left is. They don't care if you're trying to save the money. How dare you do it? I mean, yes, you're messing with all their weird studies and the money that's going everywhere. I mean, how dare that? But that you're doing it? By the way, over the weekend, I found out that there were a lot more people on the USAID dole, including some people on the right. And I watched someone try to gaslight me in a very long and, you know, thread to which they had an absolute mental breakdown at the end of it. They were trying to gaslight me about it, saying, well, you know, this particular group didn't accept money, except they did. But it was like a lot less than these other people were accepting money. It's still they were accepting money. I don't care who did it. I'm at the, if you want to know where I am on the scale of anger, where 10 is like pretty mad, wherever Hang'em High is, that's the number I'm at. And I don't care what side of the aisle it falls on. Some of us pay six figures in taxes and we are limited in certain things that we can do because we're paying so much to the government. And some of us have to pay that much to the government because if you try to do any Barack Obama style trickery, guess what? You get audited. Interestingly enough, for every single year that a Democrat is a president. Huh? For some of us, that's our life. So yeah, we're pretty angry. A lot of us are pretty angry over this. We got a lot to hit because I actually didn't get to get into the rest. The Uber Say Olbe. I can't even say the name, can I? Or I'll get sued.
No, you did it just right.
It's Pig Latin.
Yeah.
You know, we should talk about what the hell was that halftime show? I fell asleep. Like legit. Oh my gosh. Yeah, everybody can weep and gnash teeth. We're going to get into that. We got GOP. We got some Trump approval. Already some surveys out. All looks well. So we're going to get into that and more as we roll towards the bottom of this hour. The only Christian conservative cell phone service out there, Patriot Mobile. They're on the ground and helping empower not just parents like in my community, like they did with the school board fight, but good patriots all over the country in holding on to their communities, fighting to control their school board, fighting to make sure that their kids are learning like actual academics and not just genital obsession. And Patriot Mobile is, you're going to get better service than you had anywhere else. That's a guarantee. I have great service and, you know, it's just, that's the way it is with everybody. Everybody gets Dana service. It's nationwide coverage you can trust because they operate on all three major networks. You are staying connected wherever you go. And your money isn't working against you. This is so big, guys. Think about all the different ways I was just telling you that the government has been weaponizing your money against you. Wouldn't it be nice if your cell phone bill money actually worked for you? That's what Patriot Mobile does. And you have seamless switching. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team. You're creating U.S.-based jobs. You're maintaining U.S.-based jobs. And they're going to walk you through everything when you switch. Keep your number, keep your phone, change it all. It's entirely up to you. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and get a free month of service with promo code Dana. Make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Industrial maintenance professionals, Toyota is opening its first U.S. electric battery plant in Liberty this year. We're hiring technically curious maintenance professionals to join us at our brand new state-of-the-art facility. We offer hourly pay between $31 and $43.50 per hour, along with industry-leading benefits, great training, and excellent growth potential. Help set the standards of excellence for electric and hybrid battery production. Learn more and apply at toyota.com/careers.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so 98% of Costco shareholders don't back DEI. Durr, I would have thought that. I'm curious as like the Sam's versus Costco. They're like cults, by the way. You know that? I have like stories. Like, you can divide your friends in Costco and Sam's and they like, it's like teams, man. It's real weird. I don't know. Anyway, they said that it was a new survey that was done. And they said that, 90, like all of them. That's like huge. I don't know if you can get 98% of people to agree on everything at any point, but that's pretty significant. This police say a Colorado Tesla dealership is, it's been vandalized in a third attack in 2 weeks. That all seems political, by the way. Futurism says that the Cybertruck appears to be more deadly than the infamous Ford Pinto. They've been doing this analysis. I'm trying to figure out where they're getting this from.
These hits on Elon are getting a little ridiculous.
You cannot like the Cybertruck, but to say that it's more dangerous than the Pinto. Are you a Martian? Is this, have you been on Earth for an hour yet? I don't know. I feel like that's the next question that comes with all of this. Trump has amended the CBS lawsuit to claim 60 minutes in Kamala Harris's interview unfairly diverted viewers from his platform on Truth Social. That's according to Hollywood Deadline. This suit adds a number of new claims over the network's edits. And they said that Trump is now claiming CBS engaged, because they did, in unfair competition after they deceptively edited in the interview in a way because they were boosting her up. I mean, it was horrible. And we'll talk about this coming up. Trump rules out deporting Prince Harry. He says he's got enough problems with his wife. Nah, deport him anyway, though. I would send him back anyway. We have a lot more on the way. The media reaction. And what did you think of Uper Say Olbe? Stick with us. Kel-Tec PR 57. It's a 5.7. And it is the lightest 5.7 on the market. It is 40% lighter than the next 5.7. It is a very unique top-loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips. So it has a very slim carry profile, a 20+1 capacity. And it was built to perform when it matters most. Low recoil, engineered for simplicity and reliability. The MSRP is only $399. This is one that you can get. It's the PR57. It is engineered, innovated, manufactured by Kel-Tec. This one was the first one to come out of their new Wyoming expansion facility. And they got a lot more on the way too. But this thing is, this rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7 is redefining the game yet again. Check it out. Again, $399. This one is one you can get. One you should get. The PR57, a great 5.7 from Kel-Tec. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Yes, so this is a 19-year-old high school graduate who has used the unfortunate nickname Big Balls online. So that would be one way that we could refer to him. He is now working at Musk's behest inside Doge. And we looked into his background. And so we found several notable things, Aaron, one of which is that this individual has founded multiple companies, including one with another unfortunate name, Tesla.Sexy LLC, which he established in 2021. He would have been around 16 years old. Now, this LLC controls dozens.
I love this. I love it so much. I love this news cycle. Yes, I'm 11. I'm not going to apologize for it. You know why? Because it's you have to be absurd to match the level of absurdity that we've seen. Welcome back. Dana Lash with you. Bottom of this first hour of Chats at Rumble. Hopefully everything's humming. And then you also have Channel 347 DirecTV. Okay, so I waited all weekend to play all of this audio. I also saw that one of his tech bros, I don't think they said which one it was, right? One of the 19-year-olds, I guess, or 20-year-olds, that was actually, I think he was older than 20, but under 25. The media was very excited because they thought they got something. The 25-year-old software engineer who is working inside the Department of the Treasury, which, sidebar, again, falls under the purview of the executive branch. Kane, one more time. Who's the head of the executive branch?
That would be POTUS.
That's POTUS. So all under the purview of POTUS because he's the head of the executive branch. So this 25-year-old who is working inside of the Treasury Department to root out fraud and cut costs. Oh, I can't have that. They found him. Oh, they found this guy. The Wall Street Journal found this guy's, I guess, one of his social media accounts. And they said that he had posted some racist stuff. And they said, in July of last year, the account posted, quote, "Just for the record, I was racist before it was cool," and all this other stuff. Looking back at this, first off, the guy, that was the only recent tweet that they could find. And then they went back to when the guy was a teenager on social media, which is why parents should not allow their teenagers, I don't think, to be on social media. I mean, unless like X and that, because Google never forgets. And you are just throwing everything out there to the wind and it will all be used against you in some unfortunate fashion, you know, whatever. Now, kids say stupid things sometimes. You guys know this because you were once kids. Kids say stupid, idiotic things, right? I mean, I had one who now is like the vice chair of the Democrat Party tell me that I owned Congress and fomented murder, but okay. They say dumb things sometimes. And the adult's job isn't to further empower saying the dumb things. You know, it's to maybe set a better example. I mean, honestly, when you look at the stuff that's happening in social media or on television today, is it any wonder that anyone who is younger would say anything stupid with role models like some of what we got here? Good grief. So I can't really take the protestations on the left seriously. So anyway, the guy resigned, right? I think it was an agreed upon resignation. And then Musk was asked whether or not, and something that Vance had put was, you know, if you could disagree with this guy's post and his stupid social media activity, that should not ruin your life. And Musk replied with, "He will be brought back to err as human, to forgive divine." I have to be frank with you. I think that the offenses that this guy uncovered far exceeds any concern that anyone would have about him saying stupid stuff on social media when he was a teenager. And also, I think some people say stuff just for clicks, like Candace Owens' entire career is made off of saying stupid garbage that gets attention. So you have people out there that will say stupid things. They burn hot, but not for long. They'll say stupid things because it gets engagement. It's all about engagement now. It doesn't even matter whether or not someone agrees with you. That's why you see so many people on social media that say patently idiotic things and then they get all of this engagement, and then that's how they make a lot of money. In fact, it's infamously applied on social media. You're farming engagement. It's, you know, it's on purpose. And that even, some things even have to be worded differently. And it's, what's so weird is that, you know, a sidebar to this is that this was supposed to be a vein for more authentic and personal direct communication. And it's turned into something so far removed from that, but I digress. So this guy had access to all these treasury payment systems. You know, I don't know. They were mad because he was able to snoop out what they were doing. And so they thought that they got one. I'm a little bit more concerned about the fact that we were literally funding weapons training for Hamas members than this. That's incredibly concerning. I haven't seen anybody on the left say anything about that. Audio sent by 10, Ilhan Omar defends her Hamas friends. Listen.
Yeah, I mean, what we are witnessing is a constitutional crisis. We are seeing an executive branch that has decided that they are no longer going to abide by the Constitution in honoring Congress's role in the creation of the agencies.
Okay, I got to interrupt her. Again, the Treasury Department for Ilhan Omar, who apparently didn't study about that enough when she was fleecing people, Democrats in Michigan after she married her brother. What she doesn't understand here, and let me explain something to this DEI hire. Yes, it's true, because I can't imagine anyone that stupid being in that seat saying something so unbelievably idiotic that an 8-year-old would know, because they learn about the structure of government in elementary school. Once again, the Treasury Department, where all of this is happening, falls directly under, constitutionally, if you want to go read the Constitution instead of talking about it, the authority of the executive. You cannot tell the executive that the executive cannot run the executive branch the way that the executive sees fit. That's where Congress does not have that authority. So she's wrong, and stupidly so. All anyone on her staff has to do is just a basic Google search. Learn the structure of the government you claim to serve. Asinine. So they're livid. They're all livid over this. And they should be, and they should be ashamed, actually. If they had souls, they'd be ashamed. We're going to talk to Brendan Carr about this tomorrow, but the FCC is opening a probe into a Soros-funded station. We're going to talk more about this here coming up with immigration, because there was a Soros-adjacent station that has been tipping off people about ICE, which, that's not a First Amendment issue. That's obstruction of federal law. I was told that it's an insurrection. That rule still is applicable, correct? That it's an insurrection. I mean, that's, you know, that's where I'm seeing it. It's just that's what we were told by the left. So I'm so fascinated with all of this. And like I said, we're going to talk to Carr about that specifically tomorrow. And we're going to discuss more of immigration here coming up. I do think that Democrats are making a huge mistake here. Mediaite has this story about, and The Hill also, let me pull up The Hill, how they're livid again. Everybody's livid. They're saying now former Treasury secretaries are writing scathing New York Times op-eds warning against DOGE's threat to America. They said that, quote, our democracy is under siege. Okay, none of these people, including Robert Rubin, Lawrence Summers, Timothy Geithner, Jacob Lew, and Janet Yellen, not all of them Democrats, all of them from Democrat administrations, conveniently enough. Of course, they don't understand this. It's not a democratic process. This is a republic. I mean, literally, you're talking about the executive branch and these co-equal parts of, I'm just shocked that they're using the phrases that they're using. You can have, again, a democratic process. So we have democratic processes in our republic, but it is not a democracy. It is a republic. It's just incorporates, again, some democratic processes. Now, they're, again, all of this is about access to the federal payment system. There are three nerds that have read-only access. That is an indisputable fact. I'll say it again. You have three nerds that have read-only access. People know what read-only access is. I would hope so. Correct, Kane? Everybody knows what read-only access is. It literally means you can only read it.
Can't write code.
Yeah, you can't write code. You can't touch it. You can't alter it. You can't distribute it. You can't do anything but gaze upon it. That's it. read-only access. That's exactly what it means. They've never had anything more than that. It is an indisputable fact that has been publicly reported and, of course, obscured by people, conveniently so, to fuel a narrative so people can go out and ignorantly proclaim things like democracy is dead or whatever. Now, this because this is about shrinking the federal government, these people don't want to be out of a job. So a bunch of Democrat socialists are mad that someone is coming in to audit the system and report upon waste, fraud, and abuse. Actually, that isn't a siege upon democracy. It is a siege upon the enemy of democracy, unaccountable tyranny. That's exactly what that is. They're mad because they incriminate themselves by objecting to this. And that's what they don't realize. And that's how everybody in the country is looking at it, because everyone in the country, the majority, is backing this. Pew was trying to say with a stupidly loaded poll, I read this and I looked at the crosstab data, and it's, I mean, they literally were like, let's talk to a Republican. They need to heavily slant something to fight back against the survey that did come out from a third party, a Reuters Ipsos poll via Newsweek. 61% of U.S. adults actually back Trump's plan to downsize the federal government, and they back what Doge is doing. That was the third question on the survey. And it's a pretty evenly split ideological sample that is over 1,000 in size, whereas the Pew Research was like, let's talk to 5 voters, and maybe half of one of them is a Republican. That's why some of these surveys are just garbage. They're just garbage. So with all of one of the reasons you're hearing so much weeping and gnashing of the teeth amongst the left is because they know this. They're desperately trying to convince people otherwise, and people aren't being convinced. I mean, you have, what, doesn't he have a 61% approval rating right now? That's insane. Because he's doing the stuff that he said he was going to do when he ran, and people respond to that. And even if the people didn't vote for him, you know what they're seeing? They're seeing someone that a group of people elected, even if they didn't vote for him, who's doing the things that the people who voted for him asked them to do. And they're looking at that like, wow, we didn't get that with Biden. Huh. We got a lot more on this coming up. We're also going to talk about Uperse Olbe. I'm curious as to what some of you thought. Some people said it was the worst Super Bowl in history. Some people said it's time for Roc Nation to stop planning the halftime shows. And then Taylor Swift got booed. But I think it was just by Eagles fans. I don't think it was just everybody at large, right? Or was it? I don't know. Trump was there, but he did leave after halftime because the Chiefs, I don't know anything about football, but even I knew that was rough. That was rough. That was rough. And I begrudgingly was leaning towards the Chiefs, although I don't care. Because I'm supposed to, people were trying to do emotional appeals to my Missouri roots. So I don't know. Anyway, we're going to get into all of that as well here coming up as we move. With everything going on in the world right now, the economy, conflicts, the open border, spiraling national debt, the devastating inflation, it's critical that you have a plan for diversifying and protecting your savings. And that's why so many, including myself, have turned to precious metals like gold and silver to help protect our savings. And I've partnered with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make that happen. It's a great company with a great reputation, and they could not have made the process any easier. And right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit that will show you how precious metals can help protect and diversify your savings. And for my audience, they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. All you have to do is visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started today. Goldco has helped thousands of Americans place over $3 billion in gold and silver, and they can help you as well. Join thousands who trust Goldco. Visit DanaLikesGold.com.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
I do believe that fear is truly warranted in the sense that people of color are just going to be rounded up. I mean, we've lived it, especially as black folks in this country, right? Like, it's the racial profiling.
First off, who the hell is doing this show? What is wrong? Can you just put that Sorry, Juan. Like, what is up with the camera work? First off, was this like streamed from, like, was this a home ec battery and connection that created the stream? And what's up with the set? Like, it's a really good idea to have the camera facing the window and backlighting all of the people doing the program. I mean, even Juan's laughing over that. I'm sure, like, you guys are picking it apart. Like, what in the world? I almost couldn't hear the stupid stuff that was coming out of her mouth because it looked so atrocious, which goes to show you not everybody should podcast. Welcome back, Dana Lash with you. Days of these United States. So when have they been rounding up people of color, Kane?
I thought that was long, long time ago.
Man, these Democrats have not changed since like Reconstruction and prior. They are still the same. Well, you better do this or you're going to get rounded up. Democrats are telling, is that what they're telling minorities? That you're going to get rounded up unless? That's what it sounds like.
They've been doing it for years.
Yeah, they've been doing it for years. And the left is like, wait a minute. Our side tells us that if we don't do something, we're going to get rounded up. Damn Republicans. I mean, doesn't even make any sense. That's exactly how it goes. That's exactly what they do. All right, so we're going to talk about some of the big game. I can't say Uber, say Olbe. I'll get sued to death, and they'll shut our show down and probably get a strike. No, I don't think you can.
I don't know. I thought you could afterwards.
No. The leather ball bowl. Let's call it that.
Okay.
The LBB. Or is it Naga hide? How many Nagas were killed to make that ball? Naga, the official animal of the NFL. Anyway, so... I didn't watch hardly any of it because I don't care. It's bread and circuses to me. I can't get into certain teams except for God's team, which is the Cardinals, but that's different because it's just a bunch of angels that play ball and they're very good. Anyway, I saw some of the commercials and the halftime show. I didn't even watch the whole halftime show. I was bored to tears. It started out with all the promise in the world, right? Like you had the horns, and which I thought you could have probably had a lot more, being that it was in New Orleans, right? I mean, New Orleans has a rich music heritage. And they had the brass bands. I love me a good old brass band. Oh my gosh. Love the brass bands. I'm like, as soon as I saw the horns, I'm like, oh, Harry Connick Jr. comes out. You know it's going to be good. They should have had some of the Marsalises out there. I was just kind of shocked. Why wasn't there no Wynton Marsalis on stage? I mean, I didn't mean to sound like Chris Walken, but it just happened. But anyway, they had like, you know, great musical. I would have loved to see all that. Hell, I would have watched a Harry Connick Jr., Marsalis, all of that halftime show. Then Kendrick Lamar, which I thought was boring. No shade. I just was bored to tears. We got to talk a lot more about this because Swift got booed. Stick with us. More of the show coming up. Second hour on the way. Achieving vibrant, youthful skin doesn't have to be complicated. With the power of Native Path Collagen, you can nourish your body from within and enhance not just your skin, but also your hair, your nails, and help your gut health. By incorporating Native Path Collagen into your daily routine, you can promote a plump, radiant complexion, reduce signs of aging, and boost your overall vitality, all without any unnecessary fillers or additives. Native Path Collagen has only type 1 and 3 collagen, the most important types, making up 90% of your body's collagen. No artificial sweeteners, just pure third-party tested goodness. It's completely flavorless, so you can just add it to about anything, your coffee, your smoothies, oatmeal, or whatever you want. And the best part is that Native Path's peptides formula makes it more bioavailable, so it means your body will absorb it easily. Start your journey to healthier skin today. Get nativepath.com/Dana and stock up on Native Path Collagen and save up to an incredible 45% off plus free shipping. Every order includes a 365-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free. Don't miss out. Head to getnativepath.com/Dana. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of the second hour. Find us on Substack, Chapter and Verse, YouTube, and Facebook as well. Did you guys watch Uber Say Olbe yesterday? We can't say Uber Say Olbe because they're very legally proprietary, and they will sue you to death. And then YouTube will take you offline to death. But I kind of watched, because you know, guys know I'm such a football fan. What? Why are you laughing?
You're who I go to when I have questions.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the pick six thing that happened.
Right. That was good.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift was there. I was glad that we didn't. I liked the photos that I saw from Trump. There was a photo where he was standing up saluting, and he was there with his daughter, and one of his sons was there, and other people in the box. It's the first time a sitting president has attended the Super Bowl. Sidebar, I can't even imagine the security logistics for that. It makes me tired just thinking about it. Good night. They said there were snipers on rooftops, which, of course, you know, that's true. That's happened anytime POTUS goes anywhere. But I would imagine at the stadium, you need more. So all of that, he was there. He got applauded. I think we can play that, can't we?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah, we can.
Can we play him getting applauded?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to show you like a difference.
They're both pretty short. And these aren't, I don't think there's anything copyright stricken on this. So okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. This is Trump being cheered when they showed him on the Jumbotron at the AIM Gay. Listen.
Rulers fight for the rain.
Oh, and they showed him, and he's getting cheered. And then Taylor Swift was shown. Now, you could say, and I don't think it was all the stadium booing her. Look, I'm not a fan of her music. Just because, not because I think it's bad or it's not, you know, it's poorly written. I mean, clearly she's capable of writing songs well. It's just not my jam at all. And she was shown and was booed mercilessly. And she became a meme. She became that little monkey meme where the monkey looks at the camera and he's like, for those not watching the simulcast, I just looked sideways at the camera. So she got booed. I think we have that. This was merciless. And then she looked at the camera. Oh man, they showed her and she's on the Jumbotron and she's getting booed. Okay, so explain something to me here, Kane. Is that just Eagles fans doing it because she's the girlfriend of a Chiefs player?
Yeah, there is some of that.
There's definitely some of that.
Well, because there's also a chant of, you know, F Taylor Swift, F Taylor Swift.
That like also could outside. Be Eagles fans.
Yeah, which are all Eagles fans. So, like I said, there's some of that. But based on the cheers of the president and knowing her stance against Trump, I think that, you know, some of it also was, we know likey you because of your stance on Trump.
Well, POTUS tweeted about it or posted about it. He said, the only one that had a tougher night than the Kansas City Chiefs was Taylor Swift. She got caps lock, booed out of the stadium. MAGA is very unforgiving. Now, I don't know if it just had to do with MAGA. It could have been just the Eagles fans, but I would have still tweeted the same thing. I'm not going to lie. So, a quick sidebar. All of the Eagles fans that I know are super sweet. So I don't get the stereotype about Eagles fans.
What?
I don't get it.
What are you talking about?
They're super nice.
In what instance have you interacted with Philadelphia Eagles
fans? When I've been to Philly.
Really?
Uh-huh.
The Eagles fans that you hung around with?
Well, they're there, so they're Eagles fans.
It's not.
One of my friends was at the Super Bowl, and they're real nice, and they're a big-time Eagles fan.
No, there's Eagles fans, and then there's Eagles fans at games.
There's not a difference.
There is.
I think that's mean.
I don't know.
You're picking on them.
I think Eagles fans at games are perceived to be more mean than just Eagles fans when there's not a game going on.
I think Cardinals fans are the most polite fans. St. Louis fans are the politest.
That is
most
true.
Polite.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's well known.
Vegas Larry says, quote, Eagles fans booed Santa years ago. Oh. I mean, he literally gives you free stuff. Ho, ho, ho. And, you know, Merry Christmas, and here's some presents, you know, blah, 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 but reindeer.
Santa's wearing the other team's colors. Can't have that.
Oh, my gosh, unless he shows up. So, wait, you got to basically show up in green, and then they're like, wait a minute. Ah, okay, I get it. That's actually hysterical. Something about that I find incredibly endearing. Well, anyway, so POTUS was cheered. Taylor Swift was booed. The world is healing. I don't know. It was called the worst Super Bowl in history. It was bad. I will say, I'm not going to, I feel weird critiquing someone's passes. at a game, because it's like the same thing as me watching ice skaters do like triple sow cows and me who can't even ice skate going, that was a horrible jump. The technical was missing so bad. I mean, look at the placement of her toe. You know, it feels similar. So I saw, don't laugh at me, I'm not a sports commentator, but I saw Patrick Mahomes, God love him, he just looked heartbroken. His face was just, ugh. But I saw him, you know, throw a pass, and the other guy caught it, like, and it looked like he was throwing for the Eagles. I gotta say, he was off balance when he threw it. I could even tell that. I'm like, that's not gonna go well. And it didn't. And I just, oh, and then it was downhill from there. I also think that if I watch more than 10 minutes of a game, whoever you all want to win will lose. I am very superstitious with this stuff. Oh my gosh, super superstitious with this.
I'm only a little stitious.
Oh man, I think it maybe dovetailed with, I don't know, made me think I had OCD. Like even when I was in high school and sports, I was super, the way I did my laces, the way I like did my spikes, everything, you know, like I had to have, I would, when I was running and when I did 4x8, I could not stand to have sweaty hands with a baton. And I would constantly like interchange it. My coach would scream at me like, who cares? It bothered me. I could feel it as I was running and it bothered me. It's just weird things. And yeah, and see, that's the place where you can be superstitious, right? And I would wear the same, because my high school's colors were red and white, and I would wear like only red that day. And of, oh my gosh, if I didn't, oh my gosh, I would wear something dirty if I didn't have anything clean. I don't even care. Very superstitious. That said, I don't think I should watch like any more of the Super Bowls, just because, or Bulls Supers. I was talking about my giant cereal bowl. Thank you. Okay. Nazi. Anyway, the commercials. First halftime show. Kendrick Lamar, not my cup of tea. He's not like heavy enough. That's fine. He's, you know, a Pulitzer Prize winner. He's like this famed lyricist. I don't care. That's great. Not everything translates to that kind of audience, right? When people are watching the Super Bowl halftime show, they're drunk, they're snacking, they're rowdy, they want to have a good time. They don't want any deep dives into anything. They don't want any like anything that's, they just want to have fun. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm not saying that his music is bad. I'm just saying that it doesn't translate to that type of, it does not have the energy that was required for that national stage like that, for a Super Bowl. Just different. Like if you're going to have like a hip hop performance, like when they had Snoop out, and who else did they have like a couple of years ago? They had everybody. That was fun. It was energetic. You know, I just felt like that was lacking with us. I don't know. I loved the, like I said, the horns and all of that stuff in the beginning. I also, some of the commercials, I feel like we're going to need a little time to talk about those. Let's get in the commercials here coming up, because I will say there was one commercial that's getting ratioed into a hole in the ground, and that's the He Gets Us one. You had Pfizer that had a commercial. Then they had a commercial. I think you can, while I think that they were, you know, being clever, I do think that it was kind of inappropriate. The one about breast cancer, like it was literally about breasts, and then they were like, oh, and cancer. And then they got like, what's her face? Wanda. You know, when you think of like big boobs and ladies, you think of, you know, the very not feminine female comedian. Just saying. I don't know. I thought that was a little over the top. There were some that were just kind of crazy. The one with Snoop and Tom Brady, where they were pretending to hate each other, and then Snoop said, I can't believe, you know, we have to make an ad about this. Okay, just a reminder. Correct me if I'm wrong here, which is a rhetorical tool, as I'm always accurate. He did do a video where he shot a replica of POTUS in the head, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did that.
All right. So I think what's missing here is any kind of acknowledgement of culpability in the heat as it pertains to rhetoric, right? Just saying. Because he's no mild or small-time influencer, all right? It's Snoop Dogg. He's, you know, we grew up with him. I just think that you owe a little more to the audience than just that, right? I mean, it's nice. It was a nice attempt. And I know that he's, I guess, on the POTUS train now because POTUS pardoned somebody, a friend of his or whatever, who was in prison. I get it. But you have to realize, and I think what one of the things that the right doesn't always realize is that a lot of the celebrity support, especially like newfound celebrity support, it hasn't dawned on them yet that the support is transactional. There's support and then there's transactional support. Transactional support means that that support can go and be transacted elsewhere. So something to keep in mind as people, you know, as this discussion continues. He gets us Super Bowl ad is being raised because it's soft, happy, friendly BFF Jesus. And they used the cover of Nine Inch Nails song that Johnny Cash covered on a Rick Rubin album, which was phenomenal. And I saw someone saying, well, they used a story. It was Depeche Mode making a mockery of faith. I don't know if you would go so far as to say that of Dave Gahan and Depeche Mode, and I'm a huge Depeche Mode fan. It's one of my favorite groups. It was also questioning and also mocking one's own inability to believe in something. So it was a lot deeper than that. But that aside, Johnny Cash's cover was great, and he made it where it was his own, and it was a sincere expression of faith and questioning. And some people were saying that the ad was too milquetoast, and that it was, you know, the happy BFF Jesus who never condemns anyone. I think that those concerns are legitimate. I also think that that's, if you read the Gospels and you see that, yes, Jesus was very, you know, this is to come to the Father's, to come through me. However, not everything has to be brimstone. I don't know if this is like neo-legalism or what, but I feel like we need to talk about this here more coming up. We got a lot still to hit. We have headlines on the way. You know that ivermectin, they talk about it in terms of prevention, etc. It's simple, fast, and affordable to get it on all family pharmacy. These are doctors that you work with, like actual doctors, not like big pharma type doctors. And when you visit allfamilypharmacy.com, you can use code Dana and get 10% off your whole order. So I was taking my ivermectin that I got from them. They've also helped me out like over Thanksgiving when I couldn't get into my doctor. And I know I'm getting strep throat. I know it's a thing. And I was able to get the antibiotics I need because I've been to this goat rodeo before and their doctor was able to sign off. They sent it like in a day and a half, and that's not even expedited. That's just like how fast they sent it. You can skip the hassle. And here's what I really like about the medicines that they offer in All Family Pharmacy. It's not made in China. They're not made in China. This is all these are all elements from the U.S. of A. So that's huge, I think, when you're looking at medicines and antibiotics and things like that. You can get comprehensive treatment options in addition to the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. You got antibiotics and over 200 other essential medicines. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off using promo code Dana. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 gets you 10% off today.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
It's already 12:30. Yep. Headline to me. Yay! Let's see. Ooh, apparently the real Iron Man exists. So it is the real-life Iron Man. Flashback. Do you guys remember seeing the video? We played it on the show of this guy in a jetpack literally landing on a military, like, ship. This guy is that's the real life Iron Man. So he made a deal with the military to use his futuristic jet suit that allows soldiers to soar over war zones at 85 miles per hour plus. Dude, the guy, he's a British engineer. Richard Browning is on a mission to bring jetpacks to the military. His futuristic jet suit uses 5 gas turbines to reach heights of up to 20 feet at an impressive speed of 85 miles per hour. Can you imagine? Like, that's scarier than a drone. What if you also had, like, guns, like, attached to the tops of your arms, and you could just, like, patroom, patroom, like, punch and it shoots a bullet? I'm just saying. So it's it is very you can actually fly in a non-weaponized jet. They don't have them weaponized yet. My first thought was to put guns all over it. At about $8,000 if you're at Goodwood Estate in California. Huh. Yeah, to do that. I don't know why, but it looks pretty cool. I would do it. I'd totally do it in a heartbeat. Oh my gosh. And I'd fly the hell away with it. Although they could probably remotely disable. Anyway, I need to move. Let's see. Sports betting, the risk of gambling addiction rises too. Durr. What do you think sports betting is? New Zealand is changing to golden visas to lure wealthy immigrants. I guess because all of their productive people left because their former prime minister was a loon. So they need help. Let's see. Ooh. What is this? A Gen X dance party that ends at 10 p.m. is taking off across the U.S. It's a new fad. It's founded in Chicago by two friends in their 40s. It's called the Early Birds Club. And people can let loose, but then go home by 10. Everything ends at 10. It starts at 6 and ends at 10. Actually, that sounds lovely. I mean, half of the time, I don't want to go. I'm just saying. Let's see. And the FDA recalls more than 2 million cases of donuts. I don't know. They said they could be contaminated with Listeria, and it's FGF brands in U.S. and Canada. Stick with us. We got more in store. The only Christian conservative cell phone service out there, Patriot Mobile. They're on the ground and helping empower not just parents like in my community, like they did with the school board fight, but good patriots all over the country in holding on to their communities, fighting to control their school board, fighting to make sure that their kids are learning like actual academics and not just genital obsession. And Patriot Mobile is, you're going to get better service than you had anywhere else. That's a guarantee. I have great service, and you know, it's just, that's the way it is with everybody. Everybody gets Dana service. It's nationwide coverage you can trust because they operate on all three major networks. You are staying connected wherever you go. And your money isn't working against you. This is so big, guys. Think about all the different ways I was just telling you that the government has been weaponizing your money against you. Wouldn't it be nice if your cell phone bill money actually worked for you? That's what Patriot Mobile does. And you have seamless switching. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team. You're creating U.S.-based jobs. You're maintaining U.S.-based jobs. And they're going to walk you through everything when you switch. Keep your number, keep your phone, change it all. It's entirely up to you. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and get a free month of service with promo code Dana. Make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
And we will be in the House. While we do not have standing to sue, we are working with the organizations that are bringing suit. We will file amicus briefs. So we will use the courts are critically important in this area. The other piece of that is the outrage of the American public. And when you think about, there is the legal issue, but you have to think about what the what are the repercussions to American families. You take education. Man. You're looking at denying people of school lunches. You are taking the opportunity for a college education if you cut Pell grants. You cut student financial aid. There are a whole range of what these services do for the American public. That's the word that has to get out. When you cut education, you cut 72,000.
This Perry Farrell track blows. This is so bad. You know, no wonder he got into a fight with Dave Navarro. I mean, clearly he's not right. Perry Farrell, Jane's Addiction. They are talking about. That's Rosa DeLauro? Yeah. No, that's Perry Farrell. Yeah. They've not been seen in the same room for. No, I'm saying this because it needs to be said. If you. No, they are twins for a reason. Don't argue with me. They're the same person. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. I got to share this tweet with you. Oh, man. ABC News. I've seen this over the weekend. They're really trying to make this a thing. They're trying to scare you. So ABC News is saying that everybody's going to get AIDS and die of AIDS. Quote, The head of the UN AIDS agency said the number of new HIV infections could jump more than six times by 2029 if American support of the biggest AIDS program is dropped. So if you do not pay, you're getting AIDS. That sounds kind of like extortion.
Yeah, blackmail.
Yeah. Everyone is going to get the AIDS. If you're watching the simulcast, that's the tweet. So, it's not my problem. Also, it's not my problem. You know how long we have been telling people how you get AIDS? Gosh, this is okay. You know how long? GHUI, I'm kidding. Do you know how long we've been telling people? My whole life. My whole life. There were things all over MTV about it and VH1 and everywhere else growing up. Like, this is how, I mean, TLC had a whole thing about chasing waterfalls. Don't get AIDS. You know, I mean, they had a whole verse. Well, you remember that, Kane? Everybody knows it.
Oh, yeah.
How do you not know? It's very simple. Don't be a whore. Oh. Yeah, don't use drugs and don't be a whore. Don't use intravenous. Don't be shooting up no dope. And don't be out there whoring around. It's very simple. How do you need billions upon billions of dollars for decades to tell you this? Why do we have to keep spending money on it? Why? You know what it goes to show is that some people want to be just irresponsible. And there's no amount of money that is going to make that go away. People are still going to choose to be irresponsible because they think they're immortal. So they think, it's not going to happen to me. Or maybe it doesn't even factor into any of their thought processes. They just choose to do it. It doesn't matter. Someone suggested maybe ask Gaza, the people in Gaza, for some of those prophylactics, and they could use those. Because there were a lot that we bought over there, you know. I'm just saying, like a ton of those prophylactics. I'm just saying. But this idea that it seems like, I guess, that it didn't work, spending all of that money all of this time. But this is the stuff they're saying. It's the whole Democrats talking about how everyone you love is going to die. Anytime they don't get something, everyone will die. They're so dramatic. It's like watching like a soap opera, one of your grandma's stories. Well, if you don't give us these billions, everyone's dying from AIDS. It's Dr. Evil ridiculous. You realize this, right? $1 billion. It's so dumb. Or, well, they're going to take everyone's lunches away. That is not at all what is happening. But it's adorable that they want to keep pushing that. But that's not what's going on. Just that doesn't end. So we were talking about the Uber Se Olbe. And with respect to, what is this ad? We can't post it because you get sued to death. So just imagine it, if you would. Well, I'll come back to the other Doge stuff because the New York Post had an ad that somebody put out about the AIDS stuff. He gets us. This was a Dallas firm that was behind this. All of my friends were debating this on Facebook. I just wanted to throw myself off a roof. It's a Super Bowl commercial. And it's, aren't these the people that did the ad last year that got a lot of criticism too?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's a bad, it was better than the one that had boobs everywhere, although boobs are back. It's the He Gets Us ads. One of the criticisms was, is they reduced Jesus to a guy who wants to give you a hug rather than a savior who came to make dead sinners alive. I think, and I'm not making, I don't got a lot of faith behind the entities that do these. I do think that it is often overlooked in the whole buddy guy Jesus approach that, you know, sin is sin and that doesn't change, right? Stop sinning. Like he told the woman at the well, go forth and sin no more, right? And there was a recognition of sin and then the repentance and reconciliation. I mean, that's the biblical order of things. So it shows what it signifies is, I guess, Jesus meeting people where they are. But then the message kind of stopped there. Like, well, why are you where you are? I mean, some people are in a position because it's of misfortune, bad luck. Sometimes horrible things happen to good people. Some people are in a situation because they put themselves in the situation. And I think that that's, it's not, what I have seen on a deeper level in terms of the reaction to this ad isn't about the sin that is being committed, but the lack of accountability in terms of you don't get to skip steps going to reconciliation. Does that make sense? I mean, you acknowledge that you did something wrong and there's redemption and, you know, you repent. Repentance is a big part of it. Go forward, sin no more. Repent, go forward and sin no more. So that, I do agree that that's usually missing in their ads. But how, what does it say that all of the other ads were so bad that that one looked wholesome? Except for the seal. We've made this joke forever. Seal as a seal. They did it. Yep. He did it. They put seals, the singer's head on a seal on a rock with other seals, and he sang. What did that arrest you where you were when you first saw that came?
It did.
That's like nightmare fuel.
Yeah. I did see a little tease, like screenshot online before I actually saw the commercial. So I was kind of prepared for it, but that was really creepy. I was even questioning if that was Seal actually singing.
Oh, that was Seal.
Was it?
Yeah, of course it was Seal. I mean, it's, you know, he's many years later singing a song, but it was Seal. It was just weird. And it was a Mountain Dew commercial, and it was Taika Waititi's. He's the guy who did What We Do in the Shadows and Thor and all a bunch of other stuff. But he did that. He apparently was the one who did it, which makes sense when you know that Waititi did it. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes actual sense then. It was still weird. I actually forgot it was about Mountain Dew. I was like, that is, and he was holding a bottle of Mountain Dew with his, with a flipper, fin,
yep.
His hands, his seal hands, the flippers. I don't know. Yeah. He did that. That's going to be out there forever now. I don't know. He's not a bad looking guy. It's just why they made it look so weird. It's just so weird. I don't know. But the commercials, I don't know. I just wasn't. I wouldn't in it. Now, coming up, the issue of Gaza. So apparently Hamas has decided they're not going to honor any other, they're not going to release any more hostages or honor any other agreements. I'm sure you've seen the hostages that have been released. They look like they stepped out of a concentration camp. It's horrific looking. And did you hear the story of the one gentleman that they released and they made him say a few lines on camera before then they let the Red Cross take him? And he said he was excited to get back to his wife and daughters. And then they laughed. And they laughed as he said that because they had already killed them. And he didn't know. That is just another means of torture. I can't even imagine what these people are going through. So we're going to have Trump's reaction. And then Hamas's. It'll be very interesting. We're going to get into all of that as well coming up. Because now they're saying they're not going to release anymore. I don't think this is the time they want to FA, because FO will happen fast. Now everybody is, the pendulum has swung the opposite direction. The power paradigm has shifted. They will, it's going to be very different. I don't know if they realize that yet or not, or they're so ideologically blind. It's just, you know, it's endangering to them, which is good. We're going to get into all of that and more. And we got Florida Man on the way. So I got to tell you, ReadyWise makes just the best survival food that's out there, because I've had others and they're garbage and they don't keep well. ReadyWise does, though. So I'm going to tell you three things I like about ReadyWise. First and foremost, it's U.S. agriculture. So these are U.S. ingredients. It's packed in a U.S. plant by U.S. workers and sent to your doorstep so you can trust your ingredients, which I think is important, especially if things are going sideways and you're worried about sustaining yourself and your family. You kind of want to be able to trust your food source. You know what I'm saying? You also want to trust the chain of command for that food source. So I like that. I like that it's nutritious. They employ a team of in-house culinary experts, nutritionists, and all these like actual people who do this for a living, because they craft all of the packages, all of the bundles that ReadyWise offers. They're all crafted by these in-house culinary experts, because what's the purpose of survival food, right? To survive. They're making sure that your food is meeting all of your caloric needs, your healthy carbs, and also your protein. You can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner options. They have whey milk. They have all kinds of stuff. So I love that as well. I also like that they have an array of product choices to meet every budget imaginable. They have their 1 month supply, their 2 bucket bundle, their 3 month supply, all of it, 25 year shelf life. And this is great, not just for survival, but you know, like for camping as well. My grandfather used to take my grandma's sun tea and Spam to go camping. And I would like to think, or when he would go deer hunting, any hunting, I'd like to think that he would have taken ReadyWise if it had been out when he was alive. I think he would have enjoyed it a lot more. Visit ReadyWise.com. Use promo code Dana20 at checkout and get 20% off your whole purchase. That's ReadyWise.com. Promo code Dana20 for that 20% off. I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people. And I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, we are going here. Florida attorney is accused of striking a man with a dinner plate over a buffet etiquette dispute.
What?
That's right. A Florida man. It was at the meat station where this happened.
Oh, that makes sense.
Uh-huh. It's a Florida attorney named Mark Roher, 52. He is accused of assaulting a man with a dinner plate at a wedding reception following a dispute over line cutting at the Boca Lago Country Club in Boca Raton. According to Palm Beach County Jail records, the altercation escalated from a verbal confrontation to a violent incident, resulting in Roher's arrest. It happened, Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office detailed the events that transpired. It wasn't just a meat station. It was the prime rib cutting station, which is holy in the world of buffets. What happened is two girls apparently cut in front of Roher, who looks like he probably has never missed a meal. And enraged by the breach of etiquette, he confronted the father of one of the girls, and it set off a chain of events and bad parenting that culminated in a physical altercation. There was photos and apparently video, which have not been made available on the internet, but we all can't wait for that to happen. And they said that Roher's actions were unprovoked and aggressive. Witnesses said that he aggressively confronted the victim, and then the violent assault with the dinner plate happened. Onlookers tried to intervene and separate the individuals, but Roher persisted with the dinner plate madness. And he did admit to police that he spoke to the victim, and then he invoked his Miranda rights, but then later provided a statement. He was taken into custody, released it on a $1,000 bond after a brief stint in jail. So what have we learned here, ladies and gentlemen? We've learned several things. Don't let your brats cut in front of people at the prime rib cutting station, because it's the prime rib cutting station. That's like the Catalina wine mixer of all of the buffet stations. It's not the fruit station. It's not the salad station. That is where you get your slices of delicious prime rib meats. Okay, very important. Number one. Number two, don't be the meathead that hits people with dinner plates because someone cut in front of you at the meat station. Pretty sure there's probably still some meat on the bone for this feller. Probably pretty sure that it wasn't his first time through that line. So everybody learns a lesson. We all go home safe and happy and full, right? There you go. Let's see. A Florida man defrauded a Middlebury woman by posing as a bank. How does this even happen? Dion Henry, 21, of Oakland Park, Florida, is charged with fraud as a level 6 felony. He tricked a woman into sending him $800 by claiming to be from her bank. Who in the world would believe this? He called her, told her to withdraw $800 and send it via money order to repay an amount that was used from her account at a Walmart in Georgia. The victim told police she sent the money, handed over receipts to verify each transaction, but then she became suspicious that the caller didn't actually work for the bank when he told her to use Cash App Zelle. That was your first indication? Kid Chimney Christmas. Anybody ask me for anything? I always am immediately suspicious. Like, you're a fraud. You're a fraud huckster. So they were able to bust this guy. A Florida man was busted with 16 grams of meth. That's meth up. During a traffic stop. And he's completely cross-eyed in his photo. 41-year-old Chester McKinley. I mean, that's the name that I would think that Chester McKinley has. How is he 41?
I know.
Have you seen him? That man ain't 41. That's a 70-year-old man pretending to be 40. This, you know, you'll get methed up. You can't do meth. It was Walton County Sheriff's deputy stopped a truck for an obstructed license plate, and the driver admitted to the deputy that he didn't have a driver's license. He was only test driving his friend's truck after he was doing some repair work on it. They detained him, searched the vehicle. Ooh, what did they find? They found large plastic bags containing a white crystal-like substance under the middle seat. It weighed about 16 grams, and it tested positive for the methamphetamines.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, he's, you know.
How does his one eye look at the other eye like that? His other eye. It's
I like feel like there's a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation joke
he's
happening.
Looking at his other
Got
eye.
Got kicked in the head by a donkey and went straight. I don't know. So he was arrested, charged with trafficking meth and driving without a license. $50,000 bond. Because apparently he had enough that it was just not for his own personal use. Yeah, $50,000. Florida woman runs over a 71-year-old woman on the beach. Mm-hmm. Florida woman said she got run over by a truck at Daytona Beach. The alleged driver said she did not see the woman seated in a chair on the sand on the beach where people sit when they go swim in the ocean because it's the beach. Yeah, how do you not see that?
Wow.
She told police, quote, "I never seen her." That's the actual quote. You know that. Look, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say meth or liquor, or maybe both. I'm just saying, you know, just feels like that's, you know. Let's see. A Central Florida man is accused of stealing appliances from construction sites. I'll have to save that one for you tomorrow. Third hour on the way. Stephen Yates will be joining us. You don't want to miss. Stick with us. You know that ivermectin, they talk about it in terms of prevention, etc. It's simple, fast, and affordable to get it on all Family Pharmacy. These are doctors that you work with, like actual doctors, not like big pharma type doctors. And when you visit allfamilypharmacy.com, you can use code Dana and get 10% off your whole order. So I was taking my ivermectin that I got from them. They've also helped me out like over Thanksgiving when I couldn't get into my doctor. And I know I'm getting strep throat. I know it's a thing. And I was able to get the antibiotics I need because I've been to this goat rodeo before and their doctor was able to sign off. They sent it like in a day and a half, and that's not even expedited. That's just like how fast they sent it. You can skip the hassle. And here's what I really like about the medicines that they offer at All Family Pharmacy. It's not made in China. They're not made in China. This is all these are all elements from the U.S. of A. So that's huge, I think, when you're looking at medicines and antibiotics and things like that. You can get comprehensive treatment options in addition to the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. You got antibiotics and over 200 other essential medicines. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off using promo code Dana. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 gets you 10% off today. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you, top of this third hour. I can't believe it's already the third hour.
I know.
I have more to talk about than this. So we've been covering, and I am amazed at the progressive freak out over Doge. And one of the things that I said last week was, if you guys remember this, I was questioning what you guys would do in this situation. Like if you had someone, like I have my public Facebook page and I have my private Facebook page and my private Facebook page. You know, I have a couple of friends on there that are a little bit, you know, that I've known since I lived in St. Louis. And they're not correct about politics. Let's just, they lean, you know, pretty left. But we've always been, you know, friends and I don't do tribalism. However, they have been freaking out over the Elon Musk stuff, right? Like, oh, Doge, you call your lawmakers. Can you believe these people have this access? And I'm like, what makes you think that? Why is it not okay for three nerds to have read-only access, but you have not said anything about all of these people in government, unelected bureaucrats who hate you, by the way, who had access to all of your vital information? You didn't elect any of them. So why are they only just now concerned? And especially They weren't mad when these people were spending your money, but now they're mad that the unelected nerds with read-only access are saying, no, stop spending this money. That's what's making them mad. And they're trying to use scare tactics to freak everyone out. So I've seen that you're going to get AIDS. We're going to die in a hellfire. Our kids are going to not ever have teachers again. All the old people will die. What else? I could actually sit here and do this for forever. Audio soundbite 6. Listen to this. Listen to Chris Murphy lose his mind. These people are freaking out. Listen.
Listen, I think this is the most serious constitutional crisis the country has faced. Certainly since Watergate, the president is attempting to seize control of power and for corrupt purposes. What? The president wants to be able to decide how and where money is spent so that he can reward his political friends. He can punish his political enemies. That is the evisceration of democracy.
I got my stress guy. It's called Panic Pete. This is what that makes me feel like. So, Chris Murphy, everything is a constitutional crisis. Oh my gosh. How is it a constitutional crisis? Once more. The executive branch, underneath the executive branch is the Treasury Department. The Treasury Department answers to the executive branch. Who is the executive? Once more, Kane.
President of the United States.
President of the United States, a.k.a. Mr. President, a.k.a. POTUS. Yep. Completely, constitutionally, within his purview. That's not even up for debate. That's why this is all so stupid. What is up for debate is everything that is not Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution being spent and serviced. If you want to have a discussion about a constitutional crisis, it is everything that we are doing in our federal government outside of that constitutional scope, Article 1, Section 8, in scene. That's a constitutional crisis. Oh my gosh, they're losing their minds over this. And they're acting as though, I mean, when you hear some of the fear-mongering, our democracy is under siege, say Democrats. Then they had the New York Post, they had this headline where according to again, this is the UN AIDS agency, all these millions of people are going to die from AIDS if we stop giving countries money to study gay sex. That's ultimately what they're saying because they were referencing programs within USAID, which I even think is a stretch because it's drug users also, intravenous drug users. But also, how much money have we spent in the past, I don't know how many decades, telling people how not to get sexually transmitted diseases? Kane, if you had a wager, a guess, how much would it be?
How many, what, decades?
How much do you think we've spent
over
the decades on
good Lord.
Telling people how this is how you procreate?
I would say it's close to a trillion. I mean, we've been doing it since the 80s. So I would say it's probably a trillion or more.
Yeah. Boy, it's really worked out, hasn't it? Apparently not. Without all this government spending, people are just, you know, what's going to happen? Without the government paying PSAs for you to not step into traffic, people are just going to be walking right into traffic and dying, Kane.
Wait, so our billions of dollars to this quote-unquote cause was the only wall holding AIDS back?
That's right. Our taxpayer dollars were literally holding back the AIDS.
Wow.
I know. And now we're taking those dollars away, so the AIDS is just going to come.
Right back.
All the AIDS is coming like a tsunami of AIDS. 525,600 minutes. That's the only thing I know from that play about AIDS. Rent AIDS is what it was called.
So bird flu, AIDS.
Oh gosh, pick the way you're going to die. If you don't pay off the plague, it's going to kill you.
We just need the government for all.
We need the government. Protect us, oh government. Said nobody ever. I don't know. But that's what the Hill. They have their a tidal wave of resistance is coming for Elon Musk. Really? These people are so stupid. Have you seen them? They couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight, these people. Well, the resistance is coming. The resistance is coming. Gosh, make our day. So done with us. What is wrong with people when someone's like, hey, look, your government is wasting per trillions of your dollars. Let's stop it. And then the left out there goes, oh, no, oh, we'll all die of AIDS. No, we won't. What the hell is wrong with you? What? Why do you need all this money? I'm just shocked that here you have these dorks doing you a favor, saying, because they don't even get paid, saying, hey, we found this spending, you know, pushing their little glasses up on their nose or a little pocket protector. Like, hey, we found all this extra spending. Maybe you guys want to cut it. And the left loses their minds. How dare you save us money? You know why? Because they're not the ones paying tax. Think about it. I bet I pay more tax than Barack Obama.
Probably do.
Oh, I know I pay me some more tax than the Bidens. I mean, hell, if I didn't have any kind of moral compass, I would be fleecing everybody right and left. I'm going to tell you something. It's not just Democrats either. I'm sure you've seen some of these stories with some of these conservative organizations that have been on the dole for USAID. Shall I name some of them? To be able to say, was one, which is sad because that's a, you know, great group. And I was kind of sad to see them listed. I saw someone trying to explain and gaslight me into how grant money works. That's not how grant money works, sweet cheeks. It's not at all. God love you, but it's not. It goes to show you that there has been a lackadaisical attitude towards accountability that has not just been pervasive on the left. It has been almost equally so on the right. Don't think for a second that they're, and I don't care. I don't care who it is. Any group on the dole of USAID should be dragged. I don't care if they're Republicans. I don't care. I had a friend tell me, well, you know, we shouldn't really criticize some of these Republican groups that were on the dole for USAID. You know, the left is using that as, you know, they're really using that to divide the right. No, that's not my problem. My problem is that I pay six figures, mid to upper six figures in taxes. No joke. And you're now telling me that I can't equally criticize anybody on the right or left who stole our taxpayer dollars to use to pad their pockets because the left might use that and weaponize it against the right. Anybody who took that and they're on the right, they're not on my side. They're traitors to the Constitution. They're traitors to the conservative movement. And they've been fleecing you while pretending to service you. That's my problem. I don't care who all is brought down. Bring them all down. I'm here to get, I want to get rid of it. All of it. And I don't care who goes out with it. If you've been taking the money, bye. I don't care. This is why I hate tribalism. Tribalism prevents true accountability. You can still say you're a hardcore constitutionalist and you're a hardcore conservative and you are all about conserving individual power and you want to limit big government. And you can still say, you know, this group right here that says they agree with me, why were they taking this amount of money? I don't even care if it was less than some of these other groups. Why were they taking any? Accountability for all means accountability for all. There is no discrimination with that. True patriots who want to end this, they know this truth. That's why they are unmoved by these arguments from the left saying, oh, well, but this person, nope, that's not it at all. Not it at all. So I'm all for, you know. Then you got this guy. Can we play this audio? Somebody 11. So this is, now, this is, a, from what I understand, an Article 3 judge. So in order, so the judge referenced here, you had a judge who's trying to put a limitation on the executive order, Trump being able to hold accountable the Treasury, which I think is stupid because that's unconstitutional. However, to remove this judge, you have to have the House do it and the Senate has to convict. You have to impeach him when it's a judge at this level. But audio soundbite 11, this is a judge who decided, No, Trump is the executive and the executive doesn't get to say what the executive branch does with the executive authority. What? Trump responds.
A couple of court lawsuits, Mr. President, and J.D. Vance said judges aren't allowed to control the executive power. What's your take on that?
Well, we're going to see what happens. We have a long way to go, and we're talking about fraud, waste, abuse, and when a president can't look for fraud and waste and abuse, we don't have a country anymore, so... We're very disappointed with the judges that would make such a ruling, but we have a long way to go. We have to look, we have to find all of the fraud that's going on. We have tremendous fraud, tremendous waste, and tremendous abuse, and theft, by the way.
And the day you're not allowed to look for theft and fraud, etc., then we don't have much of a country. So no judge should be, frankly, be allowed to make that kind of a decision. It's a disgrace.
I don't see how the judge can. I know some people say, oh, we got to get rid of that judge. But because it's an Article 3, the way that the selection process for a judge of that level, you have to have the House and Senate be involved. Audio soundbite 7. But see this? Now, I showed you there was one survey that had a 61% approval of Trump. There's another one that has 53. Listen to CNN, what they had to say about the approval of everything Trump's been doing. Audio soundbite 7.
You know, I think one of the things that's so important for politicians is for folks to believe what they're saying and that they're keeping their campaign promises. So I think this gives you a pretty gosh darn good idea of what may be going on. Trump's doing what he promised to do. You go back to April of 2017, it was just 46% of all Americans who said that Trump was doing what he promised to do. Compare that now to February of 2025. You know, there was a good show that was on during the 1990s called A Different World. That is what's going on right now. We're living in a different world. 70% of Americans say Trump is doing what he promised to do. Again, compare that to April of 2017 when it was just 46%.
Wow.
When Americans are 24 points more.
That's huge. And the left, they have no way to combat this. The only thing that they have to do is what they've always done, complete hysteria. But where do they go from there? You can't just, you know, say, uh-uh. You can't. This is why, by the way, this is why it's so important for these states, every red state, to be able to mobilize and help back up his agenda state by state. Now you're seeing why I've been getting so infuriated at rhinos in Florida and in Texas. Now you get it. Why they deserve all your scorn too. We got a lot more on the way as we move. We got headlines coming up. Achieving vibrant, youthful skin doesn't have to be complicated. With the power of Native Path Collagen, you can nourish your body from within and enhance not just your skin, but also your hair, your nails, and help your gut health. By incorporating Native Path Collagen into your daily routine, you can promote a plump, radiant complexion, reduce signs of aging, and boost your overall vitality, all without any unnecessary fillers or additives. Native Path Collagen has only type 1 and 3 collagen, the most important types, making up 90% of your body's collagen. No artificial sweeteners, just pure third-party tested goodness. It's completely flavorless, so you can just add it to about anything, your coffee, your smoothies, oatmeal, or whatever you want. And the best part is that Native Path's peptides formula makes it more bioavailable, so it means your body will absorb it easily. Start your journey to healthier skin today. Get nativepath.com/Dana and stock up on Native Path Collagen and save up to an incredible 45% off plus free shipping. Every order includes a 365-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free. Don't miss out. Head to getnativepath.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I thought, like, pickleball was, like, what did you say? It was an older folks sport? Kane?
Is it?
Well, I don't know. This is what shocks me. CBS says Georgia police officer was fatally shot responding to a pickleball club. Suspect was arrested. The suspect, 23-year-old Edward Espinoza, was taken into custody. There was apparently some disturbances at a pickleball club in Roswell, Georgia. The officer approached a guy for questioning. The guy was in the parking lot, pulled out a handgun, fired multiple shots at the officer, killed him. Horrible. He was taken into custody. He's been charged with murder, aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, and also possessing a firearm in the commission of a felony. So maybe it's not so much about pickleball. What was this guy doing at a pickleball club? Like, who snaps like that? What in the world? Hopefully we'll learn more about that. A 7-year-old junior drag racer was killed in a racetrack crash while driving a vehicle that can go 85 miles per hour. We got to be careful with some of this stuff. I mean, I loved 3- and 4-wheelers when I was a kid. You still got to be super careful with us. A little short here, but we'll make it up for you next time. We have Stephen Yates, who's going to be joining us coming up momentarily because China is now clapping back. Stick with us. It's the non-firearm, burn a gun, BYRNA. Burn a gun is a great option to diversify your self-defense array. I have friends who, look, we'd all like to say, oh, I'm never going to go to a gun-free zone. I would love to do that, but I'm also an adult, and I have a job that I got to do, and sometimes I have to go to those places. And I have friends who live in areas of the country where, you know, maybe they were able to get a license to carry, but then everything is a gun-free zone. So this is where the Byrna gun comes in. They went out and got the Byrna SD. That's Byrna's most popular model. It's a 5-round capacity, and it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. It's, has a lot more capacity than like a regular stun gun, which is, you know, one or two shots. So this is doesn't care about gun-free zones. It doesn't require a waiting period. There's no background check, and it can go wherever you want to go. And it's a great way to diversify what you have for self-defense. And my friends, like I said, who live in these, you know, gun-free areas, they have to work jobs that require them to go to places where they have to, you know, be completely, you know, at the mercy of criminal elements, unfortunately. But now they don't have to be statistics because they went out and got a Byrna SD. So check out Byrna.com/Dana, and you can get 10% off of your purchase when you go through that URL. It's BYRNA, Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
I was nervous and reticent to come up here and speak just for retaliation purposes. I just wanted to share some things that are going on at my agency. In the last week, we had Elon Musk in our building, and after he visited the building, called for a 50% cut of the entire agency. My colleagues are getting 15-minute one-on-one check-ins with 19, 20, and 21-year-old college graduates asking to justify their existence.
Yeah.
Supervisors are
told
not to tell their staff anything, withhold information. And today we got word that supervisors must now fill out a justification form, and that there's going to be just a 30% rank and yank of all staff in my agency. And to top it all off, one of Musk's top lieutenants and his wife and young child have shacked up on the sixth floor of our agency and are living there. The hallway's been blocked off with a special access list for people who can't get back there. Queer and trans folks of my agency are being doxxed in public.
My response would be, well, what's the problem?
Right.
This is work. This is what I voted for. I voted for that. Yeah, I did. And I'm getting it. Look, at we're getting things that we were told we were going to get if we voted. And that's not anything to be sad about. Right. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you. That was a federal worker who was at a town hall event in Virginia. And he was complaining about the, quote, 15-minute one-on-one check-ins from DOGE. The ages of the nerd army that is doing all of this stuff, all because they're rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse in the Treasury Department, which, again, is under the purview of the executive, because Treasury is under the executive branch. Who's executive again? POTUS. I don't know why there's any issue here. Joining us now on this and a million other things is our super smart friend, Stephen Yates, at YatesComs on X, senior research fellow at the Heritage Institute, or Heritage Foundation. And we're so glad he's joining us via Skype. I got to get your reaction to this, because the weeping and gnashing of the teeth from these federal workers, who they're livid that they have to justify the expense and resources that they're eating up to do what? What are they doing? What kind of investment, what return on this investment are taxpayers getting? What did you make of this?
Well, Dana, I mean, I have to say that I am hurt, and I might need to seek some counseling and therapy for having listened to that sound recording. What comes immediately to mind is that infamous movie clip of "We are all dumber for having listened to what you had to say." I mean, the idea that this weirdo is just making stuff up to an audience that laps it up like a kitten having milk out of a bowl without any question. Oh, so Elon Musk is shacking up in a government building. What in the world relevance does that have to do with anything? I saw a picture allegedly of Elon Musk sleeping in possibly the most patriotic bedding I've ever seen. I need some of that.
Yeah, I think that was an AI image, but I say it's real.
I'd buy some.
I would too.
So, but this and so queer and trans folks are being doxxed. where is a shred of evidence that that's happened even once?
Yeah.
So this kind of weird charade, I think, is ugly and dumb and just out there enough that hopefully the most Americans are like, holy cow, if these guys are howling about shutting down waste, fraud, and abuse, we have obviously let this cancer grow for far too long. Yeah, there might be no pain-free options to remove the tumor, but it's fatal if you don't, so go ahead and cut away. And I think that's just what a lot of Americans who've been paying into this, the howling over, don't go and find duplicate Social Security numbers and question whether funds have been going to people who either don't exist or who have committed fraud and are stealing money that is supposed to go to help those most in need.
Right.
I mean, there is nothing more immoral than that.
I completely agree. And I had to kind of wonder if these people that were so upset over being looked into by these, you know, the nerd army, they never complained at all when you had the FBI through, you know, government unaccountability targeting and persecuting conservative parents who spoke out at school boards. They were being classified as domestic terrorists. Those people were entirely silent then, as you remember, never objected.
Well, I'm really also very offended at this ageism that has run rampant in this chattering class. Now, I'd be the first to say there's a pretty big difference between my generation and my children's generation. There's a lot of things that think different, walk different. We're just different breeds of ducks completely. But there are 18 to 22-year-olds who fight and die to protect our country. What in the world is wrong with people trying to say that there's a problem with this age demographic? If they can parallel park a rocket ship or they can fight and die for our country, then get off my lawn about their age. The issue is, what are they doing and under what authority? They have the president's authority. And so, I mean, really, I'm done with dumb.
And to your point on that, these are also the same people that elevated a 13-year-old brat from, like, where was she from? Sweden or Finland or Norway? That Greta Thunberg girl. They acted like she was a weather god. Like,
how
she was the all-important expert on climate. How dare you? Her. She was 13.
Well, we know 18 to 22-year-olds were writing every executive order in the Biden administration because we know he wasn't.
Right. Exactly. That's a great point. All right. I wanted to ask you real quick, and then I want to get into some of the China response to Trump, because they're ongoing with tariffs. The hostages that were released from Gaza, is that going to be finally enough for people to go, wow, for anybody who didn't think Hamas was as evil as they are, is that going to be enough to see these three individuals who were released back to their families? They look like they were coming out of a concentration camp from like the 30s. Crazy. And one of the guys that they had read a statement before they allowed him to go to the Red Cross, he was talking about how he wanted to get back to his wife and daughters, but, you know, the Hamas was laughing. I mean, they were seen on the video kind of chuckling because they had killed him and he didn't know. And my heart just broke for him. I mean, what is that going to finally maybe wake people up? I mean, what does it take?
Well, I think my sad answer to that is no, it's not going to change things because people's minds have been so pulverized and frankly perverted over recent years and decades. For any sane person with a heart and any sense of morality, when you see these kinds of things, it ought to be a watershed event where there really isn't any question on whose side you should stand in this conflict. And the absolute first priority should be ending the fighting and killing, but also getting all the hostages back. They never should have been taken. And there is, you know, all the whataboutism that these lefty lunatics that have corrupted demonstrators across campuses and wherever else, they try to make this moral equivalence, but Israel, but America, whatever. No, on our worst days, times, and circumstances, we don't do the crap that these people have done to all these others. And, you know, I think we're at a year and a half now. This is really just mind-blowing that anyone could not see this clearly. But it's not just sort of the young generation. I bet if you polled a good sample of our Congress, there are still a lot of people that want to talk about but Trump, but America, but the occupation. And so we've got a lot of work to do to bring people back to sanity. But no, sadly, seeing reality hasn't been enough yet.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong.
There are also apparently now one California representative, they were talking about going after Trump for more articles. They want to impeach him over Gaza, articles of impeachment. Really, I don't even know what they would impeach him over. They're trying to say he's taking over Gaza. I think maybe it was just rhetoric. I mean, I don't even, again, what's the criminal charge? We cannot do this again.
Well, I can't believe how reflexively they've really just gone from racism to Hitler Nazism to just impeach, impeach, impeach. The biggest joke of them all recently was one august representative getting up and saying that the president needed to be impeached for dastardly deeds committed and yet to be committed. And I thought, well, that must be like one rung below AC/DC's dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Because once you go there, then you've really crossed the line. But we're just at dastardly deeds that may be committed. But what they've done is just undermined any sense of real checks and balances or any credibility that they wanted to be a loyal opposition. Their reflex is just go for the nuclear option. And thankfully, we have a tenable majority that won't pass these things out of committees or the floor, and a Senate that where something like this will never really move. But it's a waste of time. And I really, really wish we could get back to the business of the day. But this is what they're doing to distract away from the fraud.
Yeah.
Billions, trillions of dollars of fraud.
Yeah. It just makes me sick every single time I have another USAID headline. Which, one question on that, and then I want to pivot real quick before we let you go to China. Because the USAID funding, it's been going on since the 60s. And everyone keeps saying, like, I think the latest threat was everyone's going to die of AIDS if we turn off the money for this because of the AIDS programs. I don't know. It sounds crazy, but that's literally what they've been saying. What good came from it? I'm trying to think. Like, I know that there's a lot of stuff that was funneled through USAID, and there's certain things maybe that I think you can argue related to NatSec, and I know you have some experience with those, but it seems like any good was far outweighed by the fraud and the abuse.
Well, I think anytime you put these things in motion, there is an inertia, and in policy or warfare, it's called mission creep. Mm. And whatever good there might have been in saying when you're in the Cold War, we want to try to do some pro-entrepreneurship projects or pro-infrastructure projects or pro-public health projects in an area where it might get us some political currency and we'll balance against the Soviets or balance against some other kind of threat. There could be geopolitical arguments about things like that, but it has to be within proportion in terms of monies expended. There also needs to be transparency and accountability. You have to be able to say, where did this money go? What was the result you got? You have to be open to audits if you're going to do those kinds of things, but never in a bazillion years. And that's a literal technical government term.
Yeah.
Bazillion years. Did our founders ever imagine that we would be taking money from American taxpayers to engage in the study of how to spin yarn backwards while dealing with fluid people in a starving nation? This is just not what we ever had in mind for money, and it serves no strategic purpose. And when you look at the money and the magnitude that went out the door in the last 3 to 6 months of a dying administration, that's where it goes way off into the scandalous territory.
Yeah. Last question for you, my friend. We're talking to our friend Stephen Yates, who, if people are unfamiliar, served in two presidential administrations, is an expert on China. We were talking about the tariff, brewing tariff war with China. Now they want to do tariffs on $14 billion worth of U.S. goods. The Wall Street Journal had this, or no, sorry, Financial Times had this piece. I did kind of chuckle because it said the subhead was, Beijing may be better prepared this time for renewed trade conflict with Trump, say analysts. But it's, I know that to everybody else, $14 billion seems astronomical, like a crazy number. I agree. But in this context, it's actually not a lot, which is weird to say. Give us some perspective on this.
It's a relatively small percentage of the amount that Americans vacuum up back from China. We're on both sides of this equation. We pump them with economic opportunity, technology, and investment. We manufacture back there and process things back there that we then purchase and ship back to ourselves. And so just think, if we ever got out of our own way and we draw some minerals out of the ground, where do we send them to get processed? Well, here's the quick answer: China. We send it across the Pacific, process it in our enemy that wants to leverage things against us, and we bring it back to the United States and have a tariff assigned to it. So the first thing we got to do is strategically decouple, and we have to change our supply chains, and we got to get out of our own way most of all. But this tariff stuff, I think China is actually shaking a bit more than they let on. And Trump has acknowledged this is just one of the tools in the toolkit. It's not one he's going to back away from. But anyone who wants to take a deep dive on this, read Ambassador Lighthizer's book, No Trade is Free. He literally wrote the book on the subject. It's deep. There's a lot more to it than people think. But I think we're going to be okay as long as we hold firm and really get serious about investing in America and our allies.
I just found it on Amazon that fast. Immediately as he said it, our good friend Stephen Yates at YatesComs on X. So good to see you. We're so grateful for your perspective. Stay warm. Travel safe. I don't envy you traveling into snow. So we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Dana. Take care.
God bless. We have more to come, folks, as we wrap up this third hour of our, I can't believe how quickly everything went today. I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people, and I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor. Right now, it's easy to give their product a try because Relief Factor makes it pain-free with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Get rid of pain and start living better. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily, and in fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you as we wrap up this third hour. And I'm just seeing poll after poll because, you know, everybody's doing the expectation check with POTUS now that he's settling in. And I mean, everybody's really liking what they're seeing. Promises are being delivered upon. And do you know what's included in that? Is the approval of DOGE and the way they're handling it. You have to be rough with these bureaucratic barbarians. Sorry, that's mean for barbarians, but nothing else worked. I mean, the BB that like was, you know, the assonance was, or the consonants that there was great. They're wildly approving of it. One survey was 60. The Pew was the one that was the outlier. I think, what was it? CNN's was the highest, wasn't it? 71%. That was the highest. That shocked me. Not as shocked as the hosts were when they talked about it, but shocking all the same. And I just say, and you're not going to be able to push any kind of resistance against accountability because that's how people are viewing this. They welcome it. The left's got to get new narratives fast. All right, today in Stupidity, Kane.
Well, this may be an example of one of those new narratives.
Oh, boy.
The harpies on The View, more specifically, Anna Navarro. She related to Dave? I hope not.
Oh, geez, no.
This is what she thinks Trump's next executive order will be. Listen to this.
Yes. What about you, Anna?
Okay, well, I don't do sports. You know I don't do football, so I wasn't watching the game. But listen.
Oh, boy.
I think today Donald Trump is going to sign an executive order banning black people from halftime.
Well, why? Rock Nation controls it. You
remember last week we were talking about...
What the hell is she talking about?
They're so stupid. Folks, that does it for us today. Find us on Facebook, YouTube, like and subscribe, Substack, Chapter and Verse. And I think I'm on with Laura Ingraham tonight in her hour. Watch Facebook for updates. God bless. Back with you tomorrow. Keltex PR 57. It's a 5.7. And it is the lightest 5.7 on the market. It is 40% lighter than the next 5.7. It is a very unique top-loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips. So it has a very slim carry profile, a 20+1 capacity. And it was built to perform when it matters most. Low recoil, engineered for simplicity and reliability. The MSRP is only $3.99. This is one that you can get. It's the PR57. It is engineered, innovated, manufactured by Kel-Tec. This one was the first one to come out of their new Wyoming expansion facility. And they got a lot more on the way, too. But this thing is, this rotary barrel pistol, chambered in 5.7, is redefining the game yet again. Check it out. Again, $3.99. This one is one you can get, one you should get. The PR57, a great 5.7 from Kel-Tec. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. With everything going on in the world right now, the economy, conflicts, the open border, spiraling national debt, the devastating inflation, it's critical that you have a plan for diversifying and protecting your savings. And that's why so many, including myself, have turned to precious metals like gold and silver to help protect our savings. And I've partnered with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make that happen. It's a great company with a great reputation, and they could not have made the process any easier. And right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit that will show you how precious metals can help protect and diversify your savings. And for my audience, they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. All you have to do is visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started today. Goldco has helped thousands of Americans place over $3 billion in gold and silver, and they can help you as well. Join thousands who trust Goldco. Visit DanaLikesGold.com.